Chris, we have elections coming up again here in just a couple of days. This is often called an off-year election, but those of us in politics or related to politics know that there's no such thing.
Absolutely not, Loman.
We do have a very important statewide race this year. I want to talk a bit about that.
Yeah, so here in Pennsylvania, Loman, and thanks for having me on again, we elect all of our local judges, which we are really the anomaly among states for that. Our local county judges and our state judges and justices, they serve 10-year terms, and when that term is up, if they want to stay in the court, they don't run for re-election, they run for retention. So it's more akin to a ballot question. So when people go into the polls on election day, or if they've already voted, they would see a question that would say, essentially, shall so-and-so be retained for another term on such-and-such court? And if people vote yes, the judge stays. If the people say no, then that judge leaves the court at the end of the year. There is a vacancy declared, and then the governor and the state senate can appoint someone to serve until the next regularly scheduled judicial election. Here in Pennsylvania, we do judicial elections in odd years. So if any of the judges lose retention, the governor and state senate would appoint someone to fill the term through 2027. So what is getting a lot of attention, not just here but nationally, is we have three Supreme Court justices. Every other judge in the state is called a judge, but on the Supreme Court, we call them justices. It is the oldest appellate court in the country, of course, Loman. And there are seven members, so to have three of them up for retention at the same time is a big deal. Back in 2015, we had three openings, and these three judges ran for a term on the Supreme Court, and all of them won. There are three retentions for Supreme Court, and then one also for Superior and for Commonwealth. So just how the ball rolled this time, all five of the judges seeking retention are Democrats. So that makes it very easy for the messaging people, Loman. If you're on the Democratic side, your campaign is simply vote yes. If you're on the Republican side, your campaign is simply vote no. What I find interesting about this is a 10-year term is the longest term in Pennsylvania politics. So what's different now in 2025 as opposed to 2015? The two big differences I found, and I've written about this in my PA Political Digest newsletter, one, Donald Trump was not the head of the Republican Party or the president in 2015. That would come, but it hadn't happened yet. Secondly, in 2015, there are a million more registered Democratic voters than Republican. Now, the two parties are virtually even, Loman. And that's a big deal as well. So right now, 42.5% of the state is registered Democrat, 42% is registered Republican, the balance are registered either independent or in a third party. Now, not every one of those people who left the Democratic Party and went to Republican is going to vote the Republican way, because they may have already been voting that way. I like to say that your voter registration is a lagging indicator of where you are politically. But a million voters difference is not a nothing burger, so it's something. The other part is the Republican coalition turns out better when Donald Trump is on the ballot than when he isn't on the ballot. And of course, Donald Trump is not on the ballot this year. So what will happen, I think, making the big prediction here, is I think either all five of those judges running will be retained or all five won't. I think it's going to be a take it or leave it type of reaction from the voters, because it's all going to get kind of put into one big ball, one big idea. So what is different this year as well is there's never really been a organized, coherent vote no campaign ever. Retention votes are usually the default is yes, and nobody pays attention. This year, there is an organized vote no effort from the Republican Party and other outside groups, just like there is a vote yes campaign from the Democrats and their allies. But that's more the norm. In our modern history, since our 1968 convention, there's only been one Supreme Court justice who's lost retention, and that was exactly 20 years ago in 2005. And that was seen as a reaction by voters against what had then been the midnight pay raise. Mm-hmm. The House and Senate voted themselves just a few months before Election Day in 2005. So that obviously is not a situation now. But like I said at the beginning, this is getting a lot of attention both here and nationally, because voters and other folks just aren't used to seeing a lot of vote yes or vote no elections advertising.
The three justices of the Supreme Court, Chris, who are up for retention, they've also stepped into a lot more controversy than usual. And the bill of offenses that the Vote No folks are putting out is rather lengthy.
It is rather lengthy, and I think what the Vote Yes side is doing is saying, oh, you have to have some specific reason to vote no. You really don't. You don't need a reason to vote yes or vote no. The default is not vote yes. The default is make up your mind. All those judges have been in office collectively more than 60 years. Some people may think it's time for a change. Some people may say, oh, I like what they're doing. What I found different is the judges, the justices, the three Democrats, Kevin Dougherty, David Wecht, and Christine Donahue, are running ads together, which is, you know, not shocking, but they're talking about actual decisions they've made on differing issues. And it is against the judicial canons to talk about an action you might take in the future. But it is highly unusual to hear judges talk about a specific ruling they made on this issue or that issue. So that's something different that we haven't seen in Pennsylvania before.
So we do have this judicial retention election, as you mentioned, three justices of the Supreme Court statewide. We are talking with Chris Nicholas of Eagle Consulting and a number of other projects, which we're going to get to in just a couple of minutes. In addition to the retention questions on the ballot, Chris, we actually have open seats for two statewide appellate courts. A little less of a profile there.
Well, I would say almost no profile, Lohman. They have the bad luck of running during this retention time, which is sucking up all the oxygen. So there is an opening on the Superior Court. If you have something go haywire in your county court case, that you would appeal it to the Superior Court. The Democrat nominee is Washington County Judge Brendan Newman, and the Republican nominee is attorney Maria Batista, who ran for the same seat 2 years ago. There's also an opening on the Commonwealth Court. The Commonwealth Court handles a lot of administrative law and election law, and the two candidates there, the Republican is Erie attorney Matt Wolford, and the Democrat is Philadelphia Judge Stella Tsai. So those four people, unfortunately, are having a tougher time than usual getting attention from voters and donors because everybody's focused on the retention rate. And I want to go back a little bit to what I said about retention. There is a process for filling those seats. So some people, especially on the vote yes side, are saying, hey, this will wreak havoc to the court if you don't retain one of the Supreme Court justices. I pointed out in a newspaper article just today that the Pennsylvania Supreme Court is the oldest appellate court in the country. It's been around for a long time. It's going to be around for a long time. So if one, two, or even three of the justices are not retained, the governor and the state senate will do their dance, and they'll find appointees to serve for 2 years. So that'll mean in 2027 we have one, two, or three actual Supreme Court races. And the final thought on that is one of the Democratic justices up for retention, Christine Donahue, cannot serve the full 10 years if she is retained for another term. She is 73. The state has mandatory 75-year-old retirement age for judges. So if she is retained, she can only serve for two more years and there'll be a Supreme Court election. If she's not retained, there'll be a Supreme Court election in 2027. So regardless of what voters decide on Election Day, we will for sure have at least one open Supreme Court election in 2027. The other two races for retention will decide whether we have two or three in addition to one.
In addition to the statewide races, this year we have a whole wide range of county, municipal, school board races on the ballot. And Chris, the folks who are running at the local level really do have more impact on our lives sometimes in these big overall races, but tend to be low turnout elections.
Yeah, it sounds like you're trite saying that, but they absolutely do have as much or perhaps even more impact on your life, your township supervisors, your borough mayors and that sort of thing, your school board races, the county elections. So in the Pennsylvania's four-year cycle of campaigns, we happen to go from the busiest campaign, which is the presidential year, and the next year, now this year, is the slowest of the 4 years, the slowest of the off year. That said, folks are going to have a long ballot when they go into the voting booth. They're going to have school board. They might have township supervisors like I do. If you live in a town that has a mayor, you might have that race, as some of our third-class cities do, like Harrisburg and also bigger cities like Pittsburgh. And then the county offices, some of the row offices might be up. Each county does that a little bit differently. So if your local newspaper or your county website has a sample ballot, take a moment to maybe perhaps look at that so you're a little bit more acquainted with some of the people voting. But your school board director, as they're called, will have more impact on your local taxes than anybody in Washington. And same with your municipal folks. I know in my township, we have one open and one re-election for township supervisor. And that's a big deal because, you know, we all see the local projects and problems right away. So election day, November 4th, Tuesday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Lohman, right?
7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Also, we do have this phenomenon now of mail-in balloting. Democrats take advantage of it far more than Republicans, although Republicans have been doing better. Do you still see that there's a Democrat mail-in ballot advantage as we head into these statewide and municipal elections?
For sure. The number of people availing themselves of voting early is going down. Among the people who vote early, it's still many more of our Democratic friends than Republican friends. But what is changing there is more Republicans are doing what I call voting early in person, where you go to your courthouse and you don't have to give the ballot to someone from the Postal Service. It's handed to you by a county worker. You fill it out, you give it right back to the county worker. So that subset of voting is increasing for Republicans. As a political consultant, if it's the best way for you to vote, please do so. But as we've seen in Virginia and also in New Jersey, early voting started, then there were big changes in the races, big revelations about the candidates. And if you've already voted, you know, you can't go back and change the vote. So again, if voting by mail is the best way for you to vote or the only way, please do so. But otherwise, do like I do and Lohman does. I think, you know, go there on Tuesday. And I think you go to a fire hall and I go to an elementary school and you see people you haven't seen since the last time you voted. It's fun. Yep. Maybe you get a donut, which is always great. So
sometimes some good chicken soup, too, depending on what the Women's Auxiliary is serving up. Chris Nicholas of Eagle Consulting. We've been talking about the November election, which is Tuesday. Chris, tell us a little bit about Eagle Consulting. Folks can also find you popping up in a couple of other places.
Thank you, Lohman. Yes, I am the Republican analyst on the only statewide TV show on state politics called This Week in Pennsylvania. It airs Sundays all across the state, so check your local listings, as we say. I also write a twice-weekly newsletter on Pennsylvania politics named PA Political Digest. You can Google that and sign up for free or become a paid subscriber. And my company website for my consulting firm is eagleconsult.com.
Chris Nicholas joins us at least twice a year, once before the primary, once before the general, and sometimes more often when there are major developments. Chris Nicholas of Eagle Consulting. Chris, thank you for being here.
Thanks, Lohman.